What up? It's your boy Burpee. I'm here telling y'all the Nose and Neighbor news for today. Jessica's not here. It's the Burpee and Butter takeover, and I got some news for y'all today. Everybody is talking about Cardi B and Offset and Cuban Doll. They're saying Cuban Doll and some text messages between Cuban Doll and Offset is the reason that Cardi and Offset are splitting up. Well, Cuban Doll has come out and said she doesn't know Offset and that she had nothing to do with him. They haven't done anything. They haven't seen each other. None of that. But there was screenshots of text messages between Cuban Doll and Offset that has surfaced on social media. So Offset goes to social media and says, F y'all, I miss Cardi. They said he's been trying to reconcile with her and trying to prove to her that nothing had come of the text messages between him and Cuban Doll. And he said that he's trying to regain her trust back. But the hardest thing is the haters who are filling her comments on social media, Cardi B's that is, with negativity about him. So it's filling up her head. She's getting one thing from people, and then he's trying to get her trust back. It's just one big mess. Y'all hope they get it right. Now, actually, I don't. I want Cardi to stay single so I can shoot my shot. All right, anyway, Jacquees, he's in the news again because he says he is the king of R&B right now.
What?
Jacquees came and said he's the king of R&B right now. And some of these dudes out here have taken offense to that. Jay Holiday, y'all remember him? I'm gonna put you to bed. He came out and said that that was a whole bunch of baloney, but he didn't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Quite necessarily say it that way. He put out a video, but the crazy part is in the video that Jay Holiday put out, somebody in the background was like, hey, are you the valet to Jay Holiday? They thought he was the valet. So Jay, you need to delete that video and put another one up. But Tank came out also and put up some tweets talking about what the king of R&B really is. He said, in spite of what people think about R. Kelly is the king of R&B. He said, if you can't go in the studio by yourself and make a hit, you're not a king. If you can't perform live and sound the exact same way that you do when you recorded the song, then you are not the king. So a lot of people took offense to what Jacquees said by saying he was the king of R&B at this very moment. Also, everybody know what happened with Kevin Hart. Nick Cannon, there's a lot of people taking up for Kevin Hart. D.L. Hughley came out and said, so what? Don't apologize. Nick Cannon stood up for his friend also, and he dug up some old tweets from Sarah Silverman and Amy Schumer, who were also using anti-gay slurs in their tweets. And he said, I wonder what people are going to think about them now, since these tweets are what they tweeted back in the day. This is a big mess, man. Y'all know how I feel. I don't think nothing is off limits when it comes to comedy, but people get mad about stuff and you have situations like this. That's your Nosy Neighbor news for today.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.